the book of Psalms. I'm going to go to Psalm chapter 40. We'll begin in verse 1. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this afternoon, thanking you again for the privilege of assembling together this morning and this afternoon, and what a wonderful fellowship and food and just a good time together. We ask that you just bless each one. Thank you for all of our visitors that have come today. We ask your blessings for them and their families. The Lord, that you would just continue to bless and build Northwood for your honor and glory. Bless your word this afternoon, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title this afternoon actually is Reasons for Giving God Thanksgiving. Amen. Reasons for thanking the Lord what he's done for us. So we'll just look at the first five verses here. And the first one, notice what it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. So we can be thankful that when we cry out to the Lord, and I would just say all of us more than once have probably cried out to the Lord and mark it down, God hears us when we cry. Now that, of course, has many different facets. You know, we cry out, that's one thing, but then we can also cry, amen, from our hearts when we have needs in our life, and God hears our cry, and he is moved by that. Can you believe that? God is moved by our crying out for help, our tears, right, when we have different hurts or different things going on in our lives. God loves us, and he never stops loving us, and so we can be thankful for that. Then secondly, verse 2 says this, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And so here the psalmist, of course, is David. He's saying that God establishes our goings, where we're going, especially when we are seeking the will of God. He's going to establish them. And nobody better than David to say that, because he was pursued by King Saul, and King Saul didn't just want to hurt him, he wanted to kill him. And God didn't allow that to happen. And because he established himself in the Lord, God's promise was, you're going to be the next king. Was God faithful to fulfill that promise to David? Amen? He was. Amen. And is he faithful to fulfill his promises that he's given to you and I? So we can rest assured that God established himself. Look at verse 3 with me. He says, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many, he says, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. So just stop and think about that. He's given us a new song in our mouth. And notice what he says here. He says, many will see that, our praise, many will see that and fear and shall trust in the Lord. So by our faithfulness to the Lord, our love for God, our thanksgiving to the Lord, as we cry out to him and he blesses us, and as we praise him, he says that many will see that. That's our relationship with the Lord. Many will see that genuine relationship with the Lord, and they'll say, truly, there's a God in heaven that is concerned for these people that call upon the Lord. And then the fourth thing is potential happiness here in verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. So that's the potential, right? If we do this, he says, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He said, those will be blessed. That word blessed there is happy. And so, I don't know about you, but I like to be happy.
Amen.
Amen. That's, you and me, brother, we like to be happy. Amen. I'm sure we all like to be happy, but that's found in the Lord, and that's our potential happiness. And then God's wonderful works. Notice what it says in verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works. Notice, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, that's believers, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, listen to this, they are more than can be numbered. Can you imagine that? God thinks about you and I. God thinks about what we think about and what concerns us. And his works are wonderful, and his thoughts toward you and I are more than can be numbered. What does that mean? Innumerable. Can't put a number on them. There's so many. Because if you could number them today, what will they be tomorrow? Amen? He's still thinking about us. And not only tomorrow, but throughout all eternity. Isn't that amazing that our God cares and thinks that much about us? And one more little thought here. And that's found in a familiar Psalm 23. And this kind of stuck out to me, and I was dealing with a lady back in early 2000, 2003 or 2004, and she was dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. and she knew it. And she didn't have long to live. She was still coherent. She was at home at this particular time. And it wasn't maybe a month later that she had gone home to be with the Lord. But I read the 23rd Psalm to her. And what I shared with her was the fourth verse. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And we were in her living room, and she was sitting in her chair with the lamp right there. And I showed her, and I said, "Look, this is the shadow of my hand. It's on the ground there." I said, "But that shadow is not my hand, is it?" She said, "No, it's not." I said, "God, because of salvation, allows us only to pass through the shadow of death." Not really. God has already taken the sting out of death through His Son, amen? And given to us eternal life. And you know, her face lit up. Those were just the right words that she needed to hear at that particular time for encouragement. And she thanked me for that. And we had a word of prayer. And I walked away thanking the Lord, because I did not really know what I was going to say to her. And as I went to go visit with her, and that song came to mind, and that thought came to mind, and it encouraged her. And you know, the Lord wants us to be encouragements also. As we yield to the Lord and say, "God, I just want to be a blessing." Isn't that a good place to be? I just want to be a blessing. I want you to use me for your honor and glory, to encourage your people and to be a light that you call us to be to a lost and dying world. And you know, God hears our feeble prayers, because that's all they are, is just feeble prayers. We have what is there in us? What strength do we have, really, in light of eternity, in light of creation, in light of our destiny, really? We have little things that we can do here on earth by ourselves, but what kind of things can we do with God Almighty showing us the way and leading us in the way? How much can He be honored and exalted, and lives encouraged and blessed because of the testimony that God gives us? So I walked away praising the Lord with her, and then walking out the door saying, "Thank you, God," because I really, all I could do is just pray. I knew I was going to go visit with her. I knew what her situation was, and I was just praying, "God, give me something that she needs that she would be blessed by." And the Lord did do that. And you know, the Lord does that for us as well. You can go to the Lord, and I often do, and say, "Lord, I need you to show me from your word what you want to do with me, through me, and Lord, how I can draw closer to you." You know, God loves to hear His children say, "I just want to draw closer to you. I don't want the world to grab me and get my attention. I don't want to be distracted by the things that are just temporary and passing away." Although we want to be responsible for the things that we need to do on this side of eternity, but Lord, more than anything else, I want a relationship with you. Isn't that the most important thing? And God says, I hear those prayers. Amen. Those that God says, those that honor Him, He will honor. And so this afternoon, we have a lot of reasons, as we heard this afternoon, to give thanks unto the Lord. We're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. We'll dismiss. If you can, that'd be great. If you can help us kind of set everything back in place, that would be good. If you have that time to be able to help us, we would appreciate that. Thank you again for your attendance this morning and this afternoon and your attention. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we, during this time of Thanksgiving, want to truly give you all the thanks for everything that you have done and are doing for us. First of all, for giving us your Son, who is willing to go to the cross and pay the price for our sins that we might have eternal life. Thank you for that. And then, Lord, for placing us in your New Testament church, that you might be honored and glorified, and Lord, that we would strive and work together, Lord, seeking you and pointing others to you through salvation, and Lord, to encourage others to draw closer to you and be faithful to you, Lord. Bless Northwood, every visitor, every member here. Lord, just strengthen the faith that you've given to us. May you be honored and glorified in and through our lives. Allow us to be a testimony and a light as we go through this Thanksgiving time that we have. And may we encourage our family and friends and acquaintances, Lord, as we go through this next week. And we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.